Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How should we be responding to the current market turmoil? There has been quite a bit of stock market turmoil. Let's just look at a perspective of exactly what's going on, and then what should you be doing about it? When we look at stock market volatility, what's going on right now, there have been some unusual things. In the first week of May, if you remember, we had a day where the Federal Reserve announced they were going to increase interest rates by a half a point rather than three quarters of a point, and the market rallied and went up 3% in one day. And then the next day, the market went down 3.6%. Then we had tremendous movement the following Monday, and of course, Tuesday of this week, we had a huge downturn in the market. This type of volatility is not real normal. In terms of those swings 2 days in a row where it moved over 3% one way and then over 3% the other way, that's only happened up until a couple of weeks ago. That had only happened seven times since 1970. And three of those were in the financial meltdown in October of 2008, and another three were in the pandemic of March 2020. So it is very unusual to have that type of volatility. Volatility does breed more volatility. However, let's not go too far with that. When we look at market decline, believe it or not, the average downturn, if we look at every year in the stock market since 1928, in the middle of those years, intra-years, between January 1st and December 31st, on average, the market goes down about 16% on average every year since 1928. That's just the average downturn mid-year. And right now, with this week, I mean, we're pushing 18, 19%. I mean, we're near a bear market, which would be 20%. But the point is, we have market corrections is normal. It's a normal part of market phases. Now, please don't misunderstand me. There are some real concerns right now with how is inflation going to impact corporate earnings and how is Federal Reserve policy going to affect the economy, and will it trigger, as the Fed raises interest rates to try to get our arms around inflation, will it trigger recession? So there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty right now of how that's going to all play out. And that's why the markets are reacting the way that they are. What's going to happen next month and through the end of the year? Nobody knows. Volatility is normal in the markets, even though this current volatility is somewhat abnormal. However, one of the real keys to successful investing in the long term is the amount of time you are in the market. It's not the timing of the market. I have a chart here from January 1st of 1995 through April the 30th of this year. So we're looking at what, a little over 26 years of data. If we look at, if you had been fully invested in the S&P 500, you'd have made about 8.4% per year. However, if you had missed the best 10 days in the stock market in that same 26-year period, you would have only made 5.3% per year instead of 8.4. So one of the keys in successful market investing is to be invested for the good days and the good weeks and the good months. And we never know what's coming next. I don't know. Nobody knows. Are there concerns? Yes. Could corporate earnings surprise in the next few months and the market rebound? Yes, that could happen too. The problem is the number one way to fight inflation long term is the stock market. So two big tips of how to be successful. One, make sure you have a financial plan that you don't have to cash in your market investments when they're sharply down. That is one of the fundamental rules of wealth management. is that you have more safe and stable holdings that you can draw from when markets are sharply down. So if you're approaching retirement or in retirement, your short-term income needs should not be met by cashing in at-risk investments. Instead, it should be met by cashing in stable holdings that aren't so sharply up and down like the stock market. And then number two, when you're close to retirement or retired, you don't have 30 years to go through the inevitable ups and downs. And one of the real enemies of successful investing is the cruel math of losses. You know, if you lose 40% in an average market downturn, you have to make 67% just to get back to break even, and that takes a long time. So how do you introduce the diversification in your portfolio that you need to where when markets are sharply down, you're hopefully not down as much? So that's critical, so that because we are going to have these volatile types of markets. If there's two things I know about the stock market, it's that it's volatile and it's very, very unpredictable. So you need a financial plan that can help protect you from the impact of short-term volatility.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.